It's a series that deals with spaces. It deals with shadow and light and color. And this year specifically, I introduced curves into my work. I think all but one have a curve or two, or mostly all curves. And they're still very hard-edged, and they're still very architecture-inspired. And that's just something I've been working on this year.
As far as the colors, too, there's a bit of a change in this series for you. Maybe describe that a bit.
The color is always something that's strong in my work, but I think this year I've been a little bit more experimental with my combinations. I've been kind of dissecting some of my compositions that I've created and tried to figure out, map it out, and figure out, if I was to lay this color here value-wise, how would that read? And as long as the value is still the same, I could mix and play with colors in any kind of way that I'd like. And that is something that I pushed for. Color complements, and also just colors that you don't normally see together.
Do you describe yourself in any sort of as an abstract painter, or as a, I don't know, surreal probably wouldn't be the right word. But
I could say that I felt minimalist, surrealist, and abstract, I think, falls all in my lap for this, for my series that I've been working on. And
yeah, because there is a certain realism to the, there is a realism to the spaces. The shadows are real. The you could see this sort of not maybe in a corner of a room or something like that, or the corner of a building, or the edges are very real and the shadows are very real. But the color obviously is a bit more almost surreal, I guess, maybe.
Yes, and I could say that I do adapt to surrealism because it is taken from something that's real, something that's physical, something that people can relate to, or something that people can believe in as a space. But because it's so disconnected, there is that kind of uneasy feeling, is this real, or I'm not sure if I'm looking at this right. I feel like I could be in that space, but it's very alienated to me, and I don't know if I could really picture that as a real space, but yeah, read it as a real space is what I'm trying to get across.
You have a commissioned work in this series. Is it tougher to do a commissioned work than maybe something of your own?
This is my first commissioned piece, and in the series that I've done, he's following just right along with my theme of work, and he is a man that works up on the pipeline, and he's works in a branch in Anchorage that oversees all of the processes up there. And he saw one of my pieces in a show up in Juneau, and he noticed that it was sold and it was something that he might have been interested in buying. But he, instead of just, you know, giving up on the idea, he went ahead and contacted me and discussed the possibility of commissioning a piece themed off of the pipeline. So I have a piece that will be in the show. It's titled Prospect Number 279, and it's mostly greens and reds, and it's a medium-sized painting.